No. The best thing about it is that for somebody like me, it gives me an opportunity to hear all the country and western music that I've been missing, you know? Seriously, because I don't listen to shitty music, and I try not to, you know. I don't go see shitty movies. I don't watch shitty TV shows. I'm fucking stupid that way. I don't get to hear all the Toby Keith stuff and the Daryl Wooleries and all that shit. But when the war, you know, when there's that patriotism, nationalism, fascism thing going on, and that stuff rises to the top, and then you get to hear it, you know, incessantly, and that's what the war is good for, you know, in a sense. And my favorite song, I actually got to hear twice, is God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood, you know, which he wrote that for the Gulf War, but then fucking September 11th, 9/11 remix. Yeah, that's right. And what I like about that that song is it's got that great line in there, you know, when he goes, "And I'd surely stand up next to you and defend her still today." Really? Well, here's your second chance, asshole. Fucking pick up a gun and hop to it. Plane leaves from over there. Get the fuck over there, asshole. What? Put your money where your mouth is, you fucking hypocrite. What? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you with all the flags flapping in my ears. What? What's that? Oh, you got another gig at Branson. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, the irony, that's amazing. There's the irony of, like, all these people all across America just proudly and emotionally stirred, standing up at concerts, you know, at all the state fairs and, you know, NASCAR smash-em-ups and all that shit and just going... "And I'd surely stand up next to you and..." Well, not me, but my neighbor's kid. "And defend her..." Well, he had to go to college, you know? What?
Free Radio Santa Cruz. This just in from the Bureau of Caucasian Affairs, the BCA. United Native Americans is proud to announce that it has bought the state of California from the whites and has thrown it open to Indian settlement. United Native Americans bought California from three winos found wandering in San Francisco. UNA, United Native Americans, decided the winos were the spokesmen for the white people of California. These winos promptly signed the treaty, which was written in Sioux and sold California for legend and four cases of beer. Layman L. Brightman, the Commissioner of Caucasian Affairs, has announced the following new policies. The Indians hereby give the whites four large reservations of 10 acres each at the following locations: Death Valley, Utah Salt Flats, the Badlands of South Dakota, and the Yukon in Alaska. These reservations shall belong to whites for as long as the sun shines or the grass grows, or until the Indians want it back. All land for the reservations, of course, will be held in trust for the whites by the Bureau of Caucasian Affairs, and any white who wants to use this land in any way must secure permission from Commissioner Brightman. Of course, whites will be allowed to sell, trade, and handicrafts at stands by the highway. Each white will be provided annually with one blanket, one pair of tennis shoes, a supply of Spam, and a copy of The Life of Crazy Horse. If you are competent enough, you will be able to be a BCA reservation superintendent. Applicants must have less than 1 year of education, must not speak English, must have an authoritarian personality, proof of dishonesty, and a certificate of incompetence. No whites need apply. Commissioner Brightman also announced the funding of four boarding schools to which white youngsters will be sent at the age of six. "We want to take those kids far away from the backward culture of their parents," he said. The schools will be located on Alcatraz Island, the Florida Everglades, Point Barrow, Alaska, and Hong Kong. All courses will be taught in Indian languages, and there will be demerits for anyone caught speaking English. All students arriving at the school will immediately be given IQ tests to determine their understanding of Indian language and hunting skills. Hospitals will be established for the reservations as follows. Whites at Death Valley may go to the Bangor, Maine Hospital. Those at the Utah Salt Flats may go to Juneau, Alaska. Those at the Yukon may go to the Miami Beach Hospital, and those at the Badlands may go to the hospital in Honolulu, Hawaii. Each hospital will have a staff of two part-time doctors and a part-time chiropractor who have all passed first aid tests. And each hospital will be equipped with a scalpel, a jackknife, a saw, a modern tourniquet, and a large bottle of aspirin. In honor of the whites, many cities, streetcars, and products will be given traditional white names. One famous Indian movie director has even announced that in his upcoming film, Custer's Last Stand, he will use many actual whites to play the parts of soldiers, speaking real English, although, of course, the part of Custer will be played by noted Indian actor Jay Silverheels. Certain barbaric white customs will, of course, not be allowed. Whites will not be allowed to practice their heathen religions and will be required to attend Indian ceremonies. Missionaries will be sent from each tribe to convert the whites on the reservations. White churches will either be made into amusement parks or museums, or will be torn down and the bricks and ornaments sold as souvenirs and curiosities. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1. This is Self-Defense 101 with DJ Danielson.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
Free Radio Santa Cruz is a community-supported, non-commercial, unlicensed radio station broadcasting on the airwaves of Santa Cruz, California at 101.1 FM and to the global community online at freakradio.org. We do not do pledge drives, we do not broadcast advertisements, and we do not have sponsors or underwriters. We pay our own rent, expenses, and bills as a collective, and we get by thanks to the support of our member DJs and journalists. If you listen to free radio, if you use the webcast, if you like hearing local programming, if you're grateful to hear Democracy Now! Every day, if you appreciate the uncensored news, non-commercial music, and underrepresented commentary that airs on Free Radio, please do what you can to support the station by sending encouragement to FRSC at freakradio.org, or by leaving a message on our voicemail, 831-427-4523, or by sending a donation to Free Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Our website has a PayPal account where you can donate online, freakradio.org. All of these contacts can also be utilized to complain. Thanks for listening.
Advantage, however.
What will it take to make me normal? Or ask the proper outlook? And I need to wear tweed formal wear underneath. We're all underwear models. So where's my body? Happy when I'm not committed to this notion. Being dependent on another person's earth with motion. Dwell next to ocean, most of life spent floating. Feel alive in amongst these dead seas. With every breeze through the trees, I wanna please myself. First and foremost, I'm the host. With the least pairs of creased pants and deep stares in sleep stands. Grinding after dying, can I have this last dance? Please. Fine, say yo, you must go, but just a little kiss for this low life. This is love, but can't resist being rough, right? Of course I get chills, yet the sun still thrills me to no end in sight. The light shine bright against the canvas of the slightly awkward earth. I'm moon rays, listening to gaze. Born a monumental wishing well and kiss and tell. I'm well past my prime beat stage, but at least I've become well age mate. The grade A prime cut, but fuck, nothing really gets to me. Lets me know in due time, I'm due for destiny. Found myself wisdom while I walk to myself. I talk in rounds and harmonize with the sound. Surroundings alive, feeling grounded. I'm striking in my striding, alive up the mind is cutting. Some say maybe golden, but can't hold up to being raised in a holding cell. Well, here we go again. When alone came the same man day in, day out, walking through the streets, voice raised in a shout. What's the sense in being normal?
Mad, mad indeed. And most peculiar.
What will it take to make me normal? Perhaps a proper outlook, and I need to wear a tweed formal wear underneath. We're all in newer models. What you don't see in magazines, you can see in novels. These days, I can't write. I find insight hard to come by at night. Used to find this zone where my own thoughts were cone-shaped. But now I'm homesick. The zone is black and walls and cotton candy. Back in halls decked with dandy little treats, which I could feast on. Gotta let myself go. I'm starting to get depressed. I'm a great little actor until I get undressed. Then I'm surely lacking sort of action. Always out of place. Need to talk to some empty space. And when I'm wasted, out of gas. Shit-faced, blind, drunk, kind of evasive. Wanna show love, but everybody's so abrasive. Take my daisies, let's leap through this flower garden. Poetry's for fairies who get devoured. Started now and lift your heart and you can prove you're smart. And not a tartan wearing jumping Celtic rock. Or Lady Beast for the college I can least. I'm honest, so let's. Spittle. I dilly dally, diddle sally, 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 diddle sally,
for the team. I'm doing it all for love, know what I mean?
You don't know what you're saying, you know.
I do.
No, I know you think you know what you're saying, but you're not saying.
No, I know what I'm saying. I don't know what I mean, but I know what I'm saying. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Right, but it's not like anybody knows what anything means, right? It's not like anybody knows that. So at least I know I don't know what I mean. It's fair than most people. They probably think they know what they mean, not just what they think they mean.
A group of religious extremists are reshaping the government to promote their own agenda and morality. The government can keep a list of everyone I call, and they do not need a judge's permission. Our citizens are seized and held in prison without being charged of a crime, without the right to a trial, and without a lawyer. Why should you care about what is happening to my country? Because my country is the United States.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord, do it good. All right. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. Everybody on the floor now. Jumping like a kangaroo. So let the horn do the
You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM, but you already knew that because you're so damn smart.
Most of my Latino and black people who are struggling to get food, clothes, and shelter in the hood are so concerned with that, that philosophizing about freedom and socialist democracy is usually, unfortunately, beyond their rationale. They don't realize that America can't exist without separating them from their identity. Because if we had some sense of who we really are, there's no way in hell we'd allow this country to push its genocidal consensus on our homelands. This ignorance exists, but it can be destroyed. Niggas talk about change and working within the system to achieve that. The problem with always being a conformist is that when you try to change the system from within, it's not you who changes the system, it's the system that will eventually change you. There is usually nothing wrong with compromising a situation, but compromising yourself in a situation is another story completely. And I have seen this happen long enough in the few years that I've been alive to know that it's a serious problem. Latino America is a huge colony of countries whose presidents are cowards in the face of economic imperialism. You see, third world countries are rich places, abundant in resources, and many of these countries have the capacity to feed their starving people, and the children we always see digging for food and trash on commercials. But plutocracies, in other words, a government run by the rich, such as this one, and traditionally oppressive European states, force the third world into buying overpriced, unnecessary goods while exporting huge portions of their natural resources. I'm quite sure that people will look upon my attitude and sentiments and look for hypocrisy and hatred in my words. But my revolution is born out of love for my people, not hatred for others. You see, most of Latinos are here because of the great inflation that was caused by American companies in Latin America. Aside from that, many are seeking a life away from the puppet democracies that were funded by the United States. Places like El Salvador, Guatemala, Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and La República Dominicana. And not just Spanish-speaking countries either, but Haiti and Jamaica as well. As different as we have been taught to look at each other by colonial society, we are in the same struggle. And until we realize that, we'll be fighting for scraps from the table of a system that has kept us subservient instead of being self-determined. And that's why we have no control over when the embargo will stop in Cuba or when the bombs will stop dropping in Vieques. But you see, here in America, the attitude that is fed to us is that outside of America, there live lesser people. Fuck them, let them fend for themselves. No, fuck you. They are you. No matter how much you want to dye your hair blonde and put fake eyes in, or follow an anorexic standard of beauty, or no matter how many diamonds you buy from people who exploit your own brutally to get them, no matter what kind of car you drive or what kind of fancy clothes you put on, you will never be them. They're always going to look at you as nothing but a little monkey. I'd rather be proud of what I am rather than desperately try to be something I'm really not, just to fit in. And whether we want to accept it or not, that's what this culture or lack of culture is feeding us. I want a better life for my family and for my children, but it doesn't have to be at the expense of millions of lives in my homeland. We're given the idea that if we didn't have these people to exploit, that America wouldn't be rich enough to let us have these little petty material things in our lives and basic standards of living. No, that's wrong. It's the business giants and the government officials who make all the real money. We have whatever they kick down to us. My enemy is not the average white man. It's not the kid down the block or the kids I see on the street. My enemy is the white man I don't see. The people in the White House, the corporate monopoly owners, fake liberal politicians, those are my enemies. The generals of the armies that are mostly conservative, those are the real motherfuckers that I need to bring it to. Not the poor, broke, country-ass soldier that's too stupid to know shit about the way things are set up. In fact, I have more in common with most working and middle-class white people than I do with most rich black and Latino people. As much as racism bleeds America, we need to understand that classism is the real issue. Many of us are in the same boat, and it's sinking, while these bougie motherfuckers ride on the luxury liner. And as long as we keep fighting over kicking people out of the little boat we're all in, we're gonna miss an opportunity to gain a better standard of living as a whole. In other words, I don't want to escape the plantation. I wanna come back, free all my people, hang the motherfucker that kept me there, and burn the house to the goddamn ground. I wanna take over the encomienda and give it back to the people who worked the land. You cannot change the past, but you can make the future. And anyone who tells you different is a fucking lethargic devil. I don't look at a few token Latinos and black people in the public eye as some type of achievement for my people as a whole. Most of those successful individuals are just sellouts and house Negroes. But I don't consider brothers a sellout if they move out of the ghetto. Poverty has nothing to do with our people. It's not in our culture to be poor. That's only been the last 500 years of our history. Look at the last 2,000 years of our existence and what we brought to the world in terms of science, mathematics, agriculture, and forms of government. You know, the idea of a confederation of provinces where one federal government controls the states? The Europeans who came to this country stole that idea from the Iroquois League. The idea of impeaching a ruler comes from an Aztec tradition. That's why Montezuma was stoned to death by his own people, because he represented the agenda of white Spaniards once he was captured, not the Aztec people who would become Mexicans. So in conclusion, I'm not going to vote for anybody just because they black or Latino. They have to truly represent the community and represent what's good for all of us proletariat. Porque si no, entonces te mando pa'l carajo, cabrón, gusano, hijo de puta. Seramos libres pronto. ¡Viva la revolución!
¡Viva la revolución! Now I'll feed you for the land, no camera to document the first strike, free brain. Now I violate your eighth right, less than human, track you like a fucking dog. Corrupt the system, guess who's the boss? Hog American, I'm at the top of the food chain, scared and beat you down for the pain. I hold the key, now you're feeling my power. Smile with the light, now I see you screaming cower. I'm a god, living free in my own land, taking advantage of my badge, cause I do what I can.
are born with a right of free speech. You did not get it from a benevolent government.
A W
O
L It's right in the middle where the shadow and it's cold light. It goes wherever it wants to. Don't try to predict it, then you'd offend it. It's meant to surprise. Nature is ancient, but surprises us all. Nature is ancient, but surprises us all.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
We fight for there. In fact, why should we be over there fighting the Vietnamese? They ain't never call us nigger.
Gonna come, put your hands on your
in heaven.